Tomorrow marks the 40th anniversary of the release of one of the most iconic and controversial albums ever made. And that's no understatement, because that record is Nevermind the Bollocks by the British punk band The Sex Pistols. Marco Werman has this recollection. I don't want a holiday in the sun. I
want to go to the New Bell Sun. Nevermind the Bollocks was the Sex Pistols' only studio album. The fact that it got made at all is kind of a miracle. The band's outrageous antics meant that record companies wouldn't sign them or rapidly regretted it when they did. Offensive language made some songs unplayable on the radio, and even the album's title was chosen to offend. Bollocks is British slang for, well, you might need to look that one up. Suffice it to say that bollocks was not a word you were allowed to say on the BBC. In a 1977 interview with the BBC, Johnny Rotten and Sid Vicious credited the album's title to another band member, Steve Jones.
It was something that Steve always used to say.
Because he's rude.
And decadent.
Uncouth.
And fat.
Very fat.
We hate him. We plot against him every night. And they plot against me as well. They say that I can't play nothing and that I'm stupid.
Reality? Theatre? It was always a bit of both with the Sex Pistols. Nevermind the Bollocks topped the charts in the UK, but it never broke the top 100 in the US. Still, the album's gone on to be regarded as one of the greatest albums of all time on both sides of the Atlantic. Noel Gallagher from the British band Oasis puts it on the ultimate pedestal.
If push comes to shove, it's probably the greatest album of all time. And people might think it's a bit of an odd thing to say, but without that album, I don't think any of us would be doing what we're doing now. Not many bands get to change the way that people dress, talk, and feel and a culture, you know. Not many bands get to do that.
Gallagher's point about the Sex Pistols' social impact in mid-1970s Britain is hard to argue with, and the band milked it for all it was worth. Case in point, the group's appearance on a local TV show in London with host Bill Grundy.
They are punk rockers. The new craze, they tell me. They're heroes, not the nice, clean Rolling Stones. You see, they're as drunk as I am. They are clean by comparison. They're a group called the Sex Pistols.
Bill Grundy just showed his utter contempt for the band. He thought they were just complete rubbish. And he said, OK, if you're so outrageous, be outrageous then.
Veteran British DJ Johnny Walker remembers watching incredulously.
So they were, and unleashed a torrent of foul language, the like of which had never, ever been broadcast on television before. And the next day, that was kind of the end of Bill Grundy's career and the beginning of the Sex Pistols hitting the big time. They're on the front of all the tabloids.
Walker was a fan and says he still is, though he too had a career-changing episode when the Sex Pistols toured the U.S. in 1978. By that time, Walker was working as an FM jock in San Francisco.
I had Johnny Rotten on my show, because they called the radio station KSAN, or KSAN for short. And Johnny Rotten goes, KSAN? KSAN, what's that? Sounds like a lavatory cleaner. And it upset the boss of the radio station so much that I was fired.
DJ Johnny Walker with memories of a different time. You can now say Nevermind the Bollocks on the BBC, but you still can't play all the songs on the radio. For The World, I'm Marco Werman.